guys worked on today, the more you kind of get involved with it, what kind of strategies are you kind of seeing and trends coming out of it that will benefit you guys this year?
Well, for me, I'm trying to decide whether I'm drinking Gatorade or drinking water. But for other guys, yeah, just different tendencies. It's easy to get caught out there. It's easy to get tired. It's easy to turn the puck over and have an odd man rush or a breakaway going the other way. So you work on different things, different strategies to try to minimize those things. It's going to happen. It's 3-on-3. I mean, after playing a full game, I mean, guys are going to get fatigued. But there's different things you can do to minimize those chances against.
Started last year with a 3-game road trip, if I remember correctly. This year it's 4 with a couple of back-to-backs thrown in there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I prefer starting on the road, actually. It's nice to get all the guys together, and all you got to worry about is playing hockey, and this season especially, 2 back-to-backs, so not a whole lot of time to think. But extremely tough opponents, so it's good, though. It's a good test. Last year we didn't have the start we wanted, so we're looking to have a better one this year.
Do you like the last couple of days that your team's been able to continue to build to leaving tomorrow and starting Thursday?
Yeah, it was nice to get a few days of practice. We had a really good skate yesterday. Today was more working on special teams and stuff like that. But then tomorrow we'll get back at it and get our legs going before we get on the plane and head out.